Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hi, my name's Tara and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, why do we need complete abstinence from alcohol? The simple answer to that, my understanding is that it sets off a craving. When I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I came because I was drinking daily and I couldn't stop. When I picked up a drink, I basically each night was passing out on the couch, and I thought, I can't continue to live my life like this. You know, it's taken quite a long time for me to fully understand the nature of alcoholism and how it has affected my life and rippled through all various areas of my life. But when I came to AA, I came because I knew I was drinking too much, and I thought maybe there's something in AA that can help me. It took a little bit of time, but I learned through getting a sponsor and through going to lots of meetings and through starting to work my way through the steps, I came to understand the disease concept of alcoholism, and I came to understand that what happens when alcoholics put alcohol in their system. It's my understanding that it sets off a craving, and I just want more and more and more. And, you know, it's, you know, there's a saying in AA that, you know, one's too many and a thousand's not enough. And so I kept craving more and more and more. And there was no off switch, you know, and, that doesn't seem to happen in non-alcoholics. I look at my friends and they might have, some of them might just have a glass, but some of them might have a couple, but they can stop when they've had enough, or if they need to, they can stop. But my experience has certainly been that I can't. You know, I need that complete abstinence to be able to recover from alcoholism. You know, it's not the sort of thing, it's been my experience that I can't just have a little bit and continue to live a normal or semi-normal life. So what happens is I have complete abstinence, but then once I put the alcohol down, I'm left with me and my thinking and my ability to do life. And so what I need then, although this is an extremely vital step, you know, I can't recover from alcoholism if I'm still drinking, but it's really just the start. This is the foundation. Abstinence is the very first important step, but it is just the first part of the process. There's so much more to recovery from alcoholism than just not drinking, but it is really, really important. You know, and today my life is so much better than it was when I was drinking, primarily in my head, but also in my life and the way I live my life, my relationships, and you know, what I'm able to do with my life. But that would not have been possible if I didn't have, at the very first part of this process, complete abstinence from alcohol and continue on a daily basis to completely abstain from alcohol. So thank you for letting me share, and good luck in your recovery. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.